On Robinhood Radio, it's almost August, and that means it's time for the annual Hotchkiss Library of Sharon Summer Book Signing Weekend, as they're calling it now, because I believe it's a little different from what it's been in the past. With us are the executive director of the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, Gretchen Hochmeister, and Lee Huber, who is the development and events coordinator for, again, the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. Welcome to Robinhood Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So starting on August 1st, you have the 27th annual book signing weekend, which is described as bigger and better than ever. What's bigger and better?
That's right, Mike. Well, thanks for having this conversation with us. And traditionally, we've just been a Friday evening event. We used to have a used book sale in the tent that followed on Saturday and Sunday, which we haven't had since the pandemic. And this year we're trying something a little different. We will have the traditional events on Friday evening from 4:45 till 7:30 is the book signing. And then there are author dinners following that. And then on Saturday morning, we are inaugurating a new feature of the program called Page to Plate, which will run from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And this is a celebration of cooking and cookbooks and chefs and food. So we're really looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, we will have a brunch that a library patron is holding to also support the library. So there are many opportunities to come out and celebrate books and libraries and support the Hotchkiss Library this weekend.
Yeah, making a full weekend out of it. I remember being there a couple of times for the station in the past, but it's only been the one evening. So why don't we walk through what each day is and tell folks how they can become a participant, otherwise buy a ticket. And let's start with the Friday, August 1st from 4:45 to 7:30 p.m. What is under the white tent?
Sure, I can start with that. This is the traditional book signing. We will have 29 authors this year. We have a early admission ticket from 4:45 to 5:30, which you can purchase online. And that allows you to have a little bit of a less crowded experience with fewer participants there, or guests rather. General admission begins from 5:30 and runs to 6:30. And then we have a new feature that we inaugurated last year from 6:30 to 7:30. It is pay what you will. You just make any donation amount that you're able or would like to make, and you can attend. Children under 12 are free. And again, the event runs from 4:45 to 7:30. We have an amazing selection of authors. We have best-selling authors, local authors. A number of books that are in the news now and have been very popular will be there. In fiction, we have a novel, Heartwood, by Amity Gage, which has been on many lists of the best books of the year so far. Martha Hall Kelly will be there with her new historical novel. She's a Litchfield resident and a nationally best-selling author. We have local author Anna Sophia McLaughlin, who teaches creative writing at Hotchkiss with her new thriller. And we have Chris Pavone, who is a New York Times bestseller writer of thrillers with his new thriller, The Doorman, which just had a rave review in the New York Times. He's been compared to Tom Wolfe and Bonfire of the Vanities, a look at life today in one fancy apartment building in New York City. And Gary Steingart, who's a well-known literary writer, will be there. He's a very funny, humorous writer with his new novel, Vera or Faith. We also have a huge array of nonfiction, everything from books on dog training and raising a new puppy to design and architecture, the history of women on Wall Street. We have a beautifully illustrated photographic book on roses. We're always very strong in history. We have a number of books in history, writing, memoir and biography. I will highlight that Sam Tannenhaus will be with us, who's the author of the new Buckley biography about William F. Buckley. And it's really, a lot of it is a history of the family. And the first 100 pages or so, I believe, are really a look at the Buckleys in Sharon. He gave a talk a few months ago at the Historical Society to give people a preview. It's a really interesting book and obviously of local interest. We have a book on hiking in the Southern Berkshires, an amazing anthology of poetry, 100 years of poetry from The New Yorker, and some of the poets who are included in that book will be here to sign the book. A book on the last presidential election by well-known author Chris Whipple, who's been here a few times. We have a science book about biology and bias and genetics, which looks super interesting. And then we have a great selection of children's books for all the way from young tiny kids with picture books, beautiful picture books, to middle grade fiction and young adult. So we're really, really excited.
This is a big opening night.
Yeah, it's a big night.
I think
Lots of great authors.
gonna be tired from the first night and not make the others.
You have to also build up your upper body strength to carry all the books that you're going to purchase, Mike. So,
That's right. And then you have hors d'oeuvres and refreshing drinks. Also, it says 8 festive dinners at Fabulous Homes. Tell us a bit about that.
well, they're really amazing for a premium admission price. You can have dinner in a home in Sharon that's been generously provided by a good friend, patron of the library. So we have selected 8 different authors who are there, and you can hear them read or talk about their books. It's really great. Unfortunately, by the time your listeners will be listening to this, most of the dinners have sold out. They're a big thing that people look forward to every year, and because they're relatively small, we don't have a lot of tickets to them. But they can check our website. There may be a few tickets left to one or two of them.
Yeah, I was going to say now all of these events will be available to buy tickets on the website, I presume, at least as numbers allow.
Yes, admission tickets up through the days of the event. You can purchase tickets online. You can also purchase tickets at the tent the day of. And our website is, HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org, and there's a big click through right from the homepage to get you to what you need. You can
Right.
also stop by the library with a check, and we can help you out at the desk as well.
All right, so many ways to get there. Weather is any issue with weather or going on no matter what?
It goes on no matter what. You might recall last year a horrible thunderstorm blew through town, and we actually brought everybody inside for half an hour. And it went okay, and then everybody helped to carry the books back out. So we hope that doesn't happen this year, but it's rain or shine on the library lawn.
All right, very good. And that's on Friday, the 1st of
Yeah.
August. Now we'll move on to Saturday, August 2nd, which starts out at 10 a.m. And your festivities continue with what you're calling the page to plate. What's that all about?
So, Mike, I'm just going to jump in here and talk about this. So, we're really excited to introduce a new element to our programming this year, which is, as you said, Page to Plate, which is a celebration of cookbook authors and chefs. So, we have a full-day program that will start at 10 in the morning and go through until 4:30 in the afternoon and feature 6 chefs, authors, food writers throughout the day, where people can come along and join us for the morning session or the afternoon session, of which is 3 sessions each, or they can come along for the full day and stay and listen to all 6 sessions and enjoy lunch on the library lawn with us as well. So we're very excited to have our lineup, which includes Anne Byrne with her book called Southern Baking Secrets, and she's going to be presenting a couple of different recipes and then sharing a pound cake with the audience and telling the history of the pound cake and its importance through history. And then at 11 o'clock, we've got Daniel Leader, who is of sourdough bread fame, of course, and his book, A Slow Rise, will be taking us through some sourdough techniques. And I'm sure he'll have some bread to taste as well. And then at 12 o'clock, we're going to be in conversation with Chris Morocco, who is the food director of Bon Appetit and Epicurious, which will is sure to have lots of good stories and conversation with him. We'll have a short break for lunch, and then Jessie Sheehan will be doing her demonstration on snackable bakes, and she'll be demonstrating a couple of recipes from her book, Salty, Cheesy, Herby, Crispy, Snackable Bites. And I should also say that Jessie will be interviewing the conversation with Chris Morocco. So that will be a fun duo. And then at 2:30, we've got Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough doing a cold canning demonstration. So their new book, Cold Canning, teaches people an easy way to preserve the seasons without hot water processing. So that should be really interesting. And then we finish off at 3:30 with cocktails and conversations with Adam Roberts, who has a book out called Food Person, which is a novel, but it's based around a food theme. So he is lots of fun, and we're really looking forward to the day.
Sounds like a full day, and this is all under the tent as well, yes?
Yes, it is on Saturday. So there's a variety of different ticket options that people can purchase for this. They can actually buy a weekend ticket, which includes early admission to the Friday evening and then all day Saturday, which is $125. Or they can buy a full plate ticket, which is the full day, Saturday, all six sessions and the picnic lunch for $75. Or they can choose to have just the morning session, which is three sessions, or the afternoon session, three sessions at $40 each.
And those.
And we should add the books will be available for sale and signing as well
Yes,
that
that's
day.
right. Yes.
That's on each day, both days, Friday and Saturday.
Yes. And we don't want to forget that we're having a fabulous kids' activity on Saturday morning as well with our traditional first Saturday of the month story time. But this month we have a guest reader who will be Rebecca Stead, who is an amazing award-winning author of children's books. And she had her first picture book published this year. And she will be reading that. And there'll be an activity related to that for the kids. And that's at what time, Lee? Do you remember? That's at 10:30 on Saturday morning inside the library. So there's lots going on.
All right, so yeah, you're in the library, out under the tent, children's, adults, just about anybody and everybody.
That's right.
All
Yes.
right, now, one more day yet on Sunday, August 3rd, starting at 12 p.m., a glass of bubbly and a delicious brunch. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have a very generous board member and patron of the library, Graham Clem, and he is sponsoring a brunch at his beautiful home here in Sharon. His mother published a cookbook a number of years ago, and this is in honor of that. And it's another way to support the library. So tickets are available for that. I think there may be a few more left. Lee, is that correct?
Yes, there are a couple.
Yes, for $175 on Sunday. It's an extension of our author dinners.
Yeah, and this one's off-site, not on the library grounds. Yes.
Correct,
Okay.
correct.
So there's three different days. Some are limited, so you can basically go to the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org and buy tickets for any and all of these events in multiple combinations. You can buy them at the beginning of the event, again, at which events, just so we can remind people of that.
For Friday and Saturday, you can come to the tent and purchase tickets.
Okay, so that's, and Sunday has to be reserved.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, all of this money obviously goes to help fund the library, I presume.
Yes. All proceeds go directly to our operations budget. It's one of our two major fundraisers of the year. This is the largest one, and it's a great way to pay everything from the light bill to keeping the doors open in every way, purchasing our materials, paying the staff, taking care of our beautiful building.
Well, it looks like you're offering a lot of opportunities here to not only donate, but also get us a little something in return as well with the authors and the book signings. And really, a 3-day event like this has got to require a lot of people to make this happen, too.
It does. Lee, and I and our colleague Caitlin are doing the bulk of the organizing, And we have a small army of volunteers that actually make next week happen, starting on Thursday when we begin to set up. The tents will go up probably on Wednesday. We start setting up on Thursday. And then from the time we get up on Friday morning until late on Saturday, there will be a lot of people there helping out and working hard. So we couldn't do it without them, with a
Yeah,
hardworking board and volunteers.
and that's why I bring up the volunteers, because I also want to go to say or to ask you if you can use volunteers and how people can come and volunteer their services.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, Mike. We can always use volunteers. We can use some volunteers at our Friday event in particular, for everything from, helping set up on Friday morning and putting the books out to cleaning up at, 7:30 on Friday evening. I think we're pretty good on our sign up for volunteers for Saturday, but I will say if you volunteer on Friday night, you receive complimentary admission for one of the half day sessions on Saturday, and vice versa. If you'd like to volunteer on Saturday, we can give you a general admission ticket to Friday evening. And if you'd like to support the library in any other way, we always use volunteers and for, other times of the year as well. So we very much appreciate it. And they can reach out, call the library at 860-364-5041 and speak with Lee or me, or go to our volunteer page on the website. You can get information there as well.
All right, have we left anything out here?
I would just say, we're so appreciative of the support that we have in town, and every dollar makes a difference. Any support people can offer is great, and especially right now when funding for libraries and museums is in jeopardy right now. It's a difficult time for nonprofits, so we really appreciate everybody's participation.
As you do all year and all the time, and you rely on that really all the time, the volunteers and the contributions, always welcome. You'll always take them. You'll never turn anybody down.
Correct.
For all you folks out there, we have been talking to folks at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. Just keep this clear. When I say Hotchkiss, sometimes people think up at Hotchkiss School.
Right.
No, we're talking about On the Green in Sharon. We've been speaking with Executive Director Gretchen Hotchmeister and Development and Events Coordinator Lee Huber about the 27th Annual Sharon Summer Book Signing Weekend, which will be coming up August 1st. And we'll have 3 days of events ending on August the 3rd, 2 days on the library lawn, another event that you could sign up for, the Sunday event, which you sign up online for, but there is a limit of tickets available for that. And that should cover all the bases. We thank you for joining us here on Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great event.